The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge, the path of knowledge. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat and salam 1,000 times upon me shall not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Salatu wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi, ya Habibi, ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, nurim min nurillah. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to another exciting and splendid episode of our beautiful series, An Array of Dawn. Subhanallah. So today we will be discussing this lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will be learning about his blessed life, about a few of his beautiful qualities, and also the nasihat, the advices which he has given for everyone out there. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So let's remain glued, inshallah, to our screen. Keep your ears and your eyes fixed towards Madani Channel, because today we are here with a beautiful topic of this excellent personality, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So inshallah, Azzawajal, we will be discussing him today. But before we come to our topic, let us take a short break here for a kalam in the praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as soon as we return, inshallah, we will carry on our topic. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Pul se utaro raah guzar ko khabar na ho. Jibril par bichhaye to par ko khabar na ho.
O Prophet of Allah, alayhi salatu wassalam, let us pass over the bridge of Sirat without the path even realizing it. As Jibreel alayhi salam spread out his wings, without his wings even realizing
Jibril par bichhaye to par ko khabar na ho kaanta mere jigar se ghum
of livelihood have been thrown in my side. Pull this thorn out of my heart without my heart even realizing it.
Jibril par bichhaye to par ko khabar na ho.
Fariyad ummati jo kare mumkin nahi
When an individual from his ummah calls upon a need, it is impossible that the best of creation, alayhi salatu wa salam, remains unaware of the plea.
Jibril par bichhaye to par ko khabar na ho.
May Allah make us lost in the love of His beloved, alayhi salatu wassalam, to the extent that our conscious searches for itself, but unable to find it.
Jibril par bichhaye to par ko khabar na ho.
No one will help except him, alayhi salatu wassalam, on the day of reckoning. Even father will not aid his son in trouble, trembling.
Jibril par bichhaye to par ko khabar na ho.
صلوا الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحان الله سبحان الله. What a beautiful kalam written by Sayyidi Murshidi ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul ridwan. Pul se utar raah guzar ko khabar na ho, Jibril par bhi chahe to par ko khabar na ho. Subhan Allah, Allah Allah Allah. And what a beautiful ashar written by Sayyidi Al-Hazrat. Alhamdulillah, the translation was even going on. What the kalam, a beautiful kalam indeed. Fariyad ummati jo kare hal izar mein mumkin nahi ke khair bashar ko khabar na ho. Al-Hazrat says that a person calls out to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the time of distress, in the time of worry, in the time of difficulty, he calls out to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then mumkin nahi ke khair bashar ko khabar na ho, that it's not possible that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam does not know and realize that my banda and my slave is calling out to me. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful kalam indeed. And Al-Hazrat is a unique personality, a personality whose work was amazing, whose poetry is amazing, his skills were amazing, and he's a different personality on his own. If we have to discuss Al-Hazrat now, then, our silsila will come to an end, but the Zat of Al-Hazrat is something else, subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the love as Sayyidi Al-Hazrat had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, 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 bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So alhamdulillah, today we did say we will be discussing the lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala, wajhahul kareem, subhanallah. And once Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was present in the blessed Haram of the Kaaba, and he was there with both of his sons, Sayyidina Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba and Sayyidina Imam Ali Maqam, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma as well. And in the Haram, he noticed that a person was making dua, and he was crying, and he was, crying, and he was making dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Ali Karim Allah Ta'ala Wajhul Kareem ordered that the person should be brought to him. So since that person's body was paralyzed, he started dragging his legs when he came walking towards Hazrat Ali Karim Allah Ta'ala Wajhul Kareem. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked that, what happened? What's the situation? Why is your body paralyzed, your legs? How did it become paralyzed? What's the reason? What incident occurred? Allah, 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 Allah. The person replied, O Amirul Mu'mineen, I was extremely fearless when it came to committing sins. I used to commit sins openly, and openly I used to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my father was a pious man, my father was a righteous man, and he kept on advising me, you know, that what you are doing is wrong, you are committing sins, you are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He kept on, you know, preventing me from committing sins. So he says that one day, the anger built up inside of me, that my father kept on telling me that don't commit sins, have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I kept on getting angry. So he says one day my anger, you know, reached its peak, its limit, and what happened was that I started hitting my father. Allahu Akbar. He's saying that after being beaten by me, my father became sad, and then he came to the haram of the Kaaba, and then he made dua against me. Allahu Akbar. He says that the words came out from the mouth of my father, and immediately I was cursed and my legs became paralyzed. Since that day, I am not able to walk properly. It means one side of my body became paralyzed. So he says that when this punishment came to me from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I felt a regret in my heart and I became very sad. So I went to my father and I started crying and I apologized. Oh my dear father, please forgive me, please forgive me. What I did was wrong, but now I realize my mistake. Please forgive me. See, my father had immense love for me. So when the fatherly love covered his heart, then he felt pity for me. He felt sorry for me. Which father, which parent would like the child to be in loss and in difficulty? So the father said, oh my son, come. I will make dua for your health at the exact same place where I made dua against you. Means let's go to the haram. And the same place where I made dua against you, I'm going to make dua in your favor. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept my dua. Subhanallah. So he says that myself and my father were coming to Mecca on a she camel. And on the way, the camel got scared of something and he started running. When the camel ran, my father fell off the camel and he fell between some rocks. And in that falling, he passed away. Allahu Akbar. He says that, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, O Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhul Kareem, my father passed away. I came alone here to Haram Kaaba, and I am still in this position here. And I am crying in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that Ya Allah, grant me shifa, grant me health. When Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard the sad story, so he had pity on him and he said, O person, if your father had really been pleased with you, then be relaxed. Stay calm. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, everything will get better. Hazrat Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhul Kareem said these words, then he offered a few rakats of salah and made dua for that person and then said, Qum, stand up. Narrator said that when this person heard this, he stood up without any trouble and he started walking towards Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, subhanallah. From this incident, there are two important things which we learn and we must keep in mind. Number one, the respect of parents is extremely important. The moment a parent makes dua against the child, the dua is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes just one dua the parents make against the child can destroy the children's life and everything can be finished. Everything will go away from the child. And the second thing we learn from this, so every moment a person should always try and take good du'as and blessings from their parents and always try to always keep their parents pleased with them. So the parents can give them good du'as, and when those good du'as are done in the favor of the children, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts those du'as and the person becomes successful in this world and in the hereafter. Subhanallah. And the second thing we come to learn from this is, you know, the rank of Sayyidina Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhul Kareem in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the miracle of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he made dua in the court of Allah, then he said, oh person, stand up. That person stood up and the part of his body which was paralyzed was now removed and he started walking freely again. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So these are the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially this is Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhal kareem, the son-in-law of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the husband of Sayyidah Fatima Zahra, the father of Hasnain Kareemain, member of the Ahl Bayt, sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What rank are you going to expect from this personality? Indeed, a very high rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, we learned a beautiful incident with regards to Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhal kareem. Let's have a short introduction to this great personality. Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem was born in Makkatul Mukarramah. His mother Sayyidina Fatima bint Asad radiyallahu ta'ala anha named him after her father's name Hadar, whereas his father named him Ali. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam blessed him with the title Asadullah, the lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no doubt the one whom my Nabi says he is the lion of Allah, until Qiyamah, he always remains the lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. In addition, he has some other beautiful names and titles like Murtada. Murtada means the chosen one, subhanallah. Likewise, Karrar. Karrar means the one striking back repeatedly. And Sher-e-Khuda, Mawla Mushrik-u-Shah. These are all the famous titles of Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. He is the paternal cousin of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well, because his father Abu Talib and the blessed father of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, were brothers. Subhanallah. And he is the fourth Khalifa of Islam, the husband of Sayyidah Khatun Jannat Fatimah al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Subhanallah. And his kunyat means his appellation is Abu al-Hasan and Abu Turab. Subhanallah. After 30 years of Amul Fil, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 30 years old, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born on Friday the 13th of Rajab al-Murajab. He embraced Islam when he was only 10 years old, and he remained under the tarbiyat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And throughout his life, he supported Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he always stood with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, he also has a very high status because he is a sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, he is amongst muhajirin awwaleen, means those first muhajirin who migrated from Makkatul Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwarah. Subhanallah. Likewise, he is amongst the Ashara-i Mubashara, means those 10 respected personalities who were given the glad tidings of Jannah in this world. And he has many other ranks. He is from amongst Khulafa-i Rashideen. He took part in the battles of Badr, battle of Uhud, battle of Khandak, and he killed many, many brave warriors of the Kuffar, that they could not have any chance against this lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. After the martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Usmane Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the Ansar and the Muhajireen then gave birth and took birth to Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, and they elected him as Amir al-Mu'mineen, means the leader of the time, the Khalifa of the time. Subhanallah. And he remained Khalifa for 4 years, 8 months and 9 days. Then on the 17th or the 19th of Ramadan al-Mubarak, he was seriously wounded by some person. And on the 21st of Ramadan al-Mubarak, and the night of Sunday, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away as a shaheed, and he left this world as a martyr. His characteristics, or his qualities also, his appearances was beautiful. He was neither very tall nor very short, but rather he was of a medium height. His eyes were big, and his blessed face was extremely beautiful, like that of the full moon. Subhanallah. There was a distance between both of his shoulders. His palms and bones of the shoulders were heavy, and his blessed neck was beautiful, like the long-necked silver flask. His blessed beard was thick, and each hair was naturally dark without a hair dye. His hands and arms were very strong. Subhanallah. These are just some beautiful appearances of this beloved of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. Subhanallah. His blessed mother Sayyidina Fatima bint Asad radiallahu ta'ala anha mentions that when Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem was born, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam named him Ali, and then placed his blessed saliva into the mouth of Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, and put his blessed tongue in his mouth for blessings. And when the blessed tongue of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was put in the mouth of Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, then Hazrat Ali fell asleep in that state. So the next day, mother says that we called a midwife to come and breastfeed him. In those days, they used to hire midwives and that too, who used to look after the children. So she says, we called a midwife to come and breastfeed Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, but Hazrat Ali did not accept the milk. So everyone is worried, now what must we do? Now what's going to happen? So the news reached Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and again placed his blessed tongue in the mouth of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And again, when Hazrat Ali gained the blessings from the tongue, then he fell asleep. This situation, it continued until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed. Allah, 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 Allah. Means Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was a baby, at that time he did not accept milk. No. If he wanted something, was the blessed saliva of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And it was the effects of that saliva that Hazrat Ali became Hazrat Ali when he grew up. And alhamdulillah, the world is a witness to the excellent qualities and the high rank he has in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. If this is the rank and the status of the blessed saliva of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it is impossible to comprehend and understand the martaba and the rank of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As somebody very beautifully said, chahe to isharo se apne kaya hi palat de dunya ki, aray ye shan hai khidmat garo ki sarkar ka alam kya hoga. Allah Allah, that his servants are such, if they want, they can change the entire system of this world. And this is the quality of the servants of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then it is impossible to ever understand the rank and the martaba of my beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Likewise, there is an ayat of the Holy Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a very beautiful hukum with regards to the adab of the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there is something very interesting behind this ayat. Let me read the ayat inshallah and then I'll tell you the background of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Mujadala, Allah ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, idha najaytumur rasula, faqaddimu bayna yaday najwakum sadaqah. O people who believe, when you wish to humbly consult the noble messenger, when you want to take some advice and consultation from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then give some charity in the court of Allah before you come and consult my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching the adab of the court of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This court is not an ordinary court. Yes, you want to come take advice from here, first go and give sadaqah, go and spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go purify yourselves, and then come in the respected court of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is not the court of any ordinary king. It's the court of my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. What's the background of this? Hazrat Allama Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, mentions, he says that the wealthy people, they prolonged the act of asking questions in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It means they would, always go and ask questions in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as a result, the poor people, they got less time to go and put their cases in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the wealthy were coming frequently and they were taking lots of time in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the wahi came from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if you want to come in the court of my beloved, then first go and give sadaqah, then come in the court of my beloved. Allahu Akbar. So when this ayat was revealed, Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, he acted upon this ayat. So he went, he paid 1 dinar in sadaqah, and then he came in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked some questions. And look at the questions he asked and the answers which came from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first question, what is loyalty? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Tawheed, means the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and testifying the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu asked the second question, Ya Rasulullah, what is fasad, a riot? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, unbelief and shirk. He asked the third question, Ya Rasulullah, what is truth? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, when you get Islam, Quran, and wilayat that is truth. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Ali asked the fourth question, Ya Rasulullah, what is compulsory for me? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, obedience to Allah and obedience to his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He asked the first question, Ya Rasulullah, how should I make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, with absolute trust and belief. Allah, he asked the sixth question, Ya Rasulullah, you told me how to make dua, but what should I ask for in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the year after. Ask for the year after, the akhirat, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He asked the seventh question, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what should I do for my salvation? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, eat halal and speak the truth. Allah. And then he asked the eighth question, Ya Rasulullah, what is pleasure? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Jannat, paradise. He asked the ninth question, Ya Rasulullah, what is comfort? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the blessed sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem completed his nine questions, at that time the hukum came from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this command, that first give sadaqah and then come and ask something in the court of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this hukum is now mansukh. Means now it is cancelled. And another hukum came from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that now everyone is allowed to ask questions without paying sadaqah. Allah. So it means that this ayat was revealed. Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem acted upon this ayat. And immediately after he finished his questions, another hukum came that now everyone can ask. They don't need to pay sadaqah. It means that the only person who acted upon this blessed ayat is Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Nobody in this world and until Qiyamah will ever get an opportunity to act upon this ayat again. The only person who had the opportunity was Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the rank of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And obviously, his highest status in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned some very, very, very beautiful and excellent qualities of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Ali, he said to Hazrat Sayyidina Ali, Anta minni bi manzilati Harun min Musa, illa annahu la nabiyya ba'di. O Ali, you are to me as was the status of Harun alayhi salam in the sight of Musa alayhi salam, but there is no Nabi after me. Means Harun alayhi salam was the blessed brother of Musa alayhi salam, and Musa alayhi salam had immense love for Hazrat Harun alayhi salam, and both of them were prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Ali, you are to me as was the status of Harun in the sight of Musa alayhi salam. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, somebody, you know, could have had the doubt that as Harun was a Nabi also, Hazrat Ali is also a Nabi. But to clarify that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Illa annahu la nabiyya ba'di, but there is no Nabi after me. Means, yes, I love you as Musa alayhi salam had love for Harun alayhi salam, but there shouldn't be any misconception in anyone's mind that you are also a Nabi. No, there is no Nabi after me. I am the final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I'm just expressing my love which I have for you, O Ali. Subhanallah. Likewise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Aliyum minni bi manzilati ra'asi min badani. Allah. Ali's relation to me is like the relation of my head to my body. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Ana darul hikmati wa aliyun babuha. I am the home of wisdom and Ali is its door. Allah, Allah. Hazrat Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem possesses three such qualities that if I would have been blessed with even one of them, even one of those three qualities, then it would be more beloved to me than red camels. And red camels in those times was like the most expensive car of today you can think of. That's how much value red camels had. And Hazrat Umar al-Faruq radiallahu anhu says that Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem possesses three such qualities. If I have even one of them, then it will be more valuable to me and more important to me than even red camels. Sahaba kiram asked, O Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what are those three virtues, those three excellent qualities? He said, number one, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married his daughter Sayyidatuna Fatimah al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This is one quality which is excellent, subhanAllah. So the second quality, that he was loving with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Masjid Nabawi. And for him, those things were also halal in Masjid, which are only specific to him. That's the second quality. And the third quality, the flag of Islam was given to him in the Battle of Khaybar. SubhanAllah. Hazrat Umar Farooq says that these are the three qualities. If even one is given to me, I would consider myself very special and unique, and it would be more important to me than red camels. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions a very, very beautiful hadith. And he says, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this hadith has the shan and the martaba of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the rank and status of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the shan of Hazrat Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the martaba of Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ana madinatul ilmi, I am the city of knowledge, wa Abu Bakrin asasuha, Abu Bakr is its foundation. Wa Umaru hitanuha, Umar is its wall. Wa Uthmanu saqfuha, Uthman is its roof. Wa Aliyun babuha, and Ali is its door. Allah, Allah, Allah. So I am the city of knowledge. Abu Bakr is the foundation. Umar is the wall. Uthman is the roof. And Ali is the door. Allah. So when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that Ali is the door, I am the city of knowledge, Ali is the door, automatically you must know the knowledge and the wisdom of Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem is not something which ordinary people have. His wisdom, his knowledge is on a different level. And many a times it happened that people came in his court with different objections, with different problems, and nobody had the solutions, but he had the solution for those problems. That is why my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he mentioned that Aliyun babuha, Ali is the door of that city of wisdom and knowledge. And you must know that how much knowledge you receive from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is beyond our imagination. And when you can't understand and comprehend the rank and the martaba of the knowledge of Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, then don't ever think that you can ever understand the knowledge of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, such beautiful discussions being discussed, and there are a few beautiful points which we are going to mention, but let's take a short break here inshallah to listen to some few Madani pools, Madani flowers, and inshallah as soon as we return we will be carrying on our beautiful discussion. Sallu ala Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Marriage is a sacred bond between husband and wife, and Islamically when a person gets married, we are told through the prophetic narrations that a person has completed half his deen, half his religion. Now, the problem today is people are getting married, and marriages take place every day, hundreds in a day. But why is it the case that shortly after the marriage, after the ceremony, after the gifts have been distributed, we hear that the marriage has broken down? The husband and wife have gone their ways, they've separated. The issue is that people are not adopting tolerance, compromising between each other. Now remember, Islamically, husband has rights and a wife has rights. So long as the husband is fulfilling the wife's rights and vice versa, inshallah, the marriage will be a blissful marriage. And even if there are problems in that relationship down the line, because their marriage was built upon the deen of Allah, upon obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, they'll find solutions to their problems. But the issue today is that people are not building their marriage around the religion of Islam. And then they don't compromise when situations occur, when there are problems, when there are quarrels, and they just want to go their own ways. But we need to look at the bigger picture. The husband should try to compromise, the wife should try to compromise. They should try to understand each other's psyche, how each other thinks, what things hurt the feelings of the other. And inshallah, like this, they will be able to uphold and maintain their Islamic marriage.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we were discussing this blessed personality, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And very beautiful things we came to learn about his blessed personality. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu, mentions a very beautiful thing. And he said that after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr and Umar are better than all. Then he added that لا يجتمع حبي وبغض أبي بكر وعمر في قلب مؤمنين, that the love for me and the hatred towards Abu Bakr and Umar cannot gather in the heart of any believer. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Ali karamullah ta'ala wajhul kareem, he himself is making it apparent to everyone that after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest people are Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and Sayyidina Umar Farooq. And this is the rank that after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the person who has the greatest status and the highest rank is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then Hazrat Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. And that's the rank of the Khilafat as well. The first Khalifa Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, then Sayyidina Umar Farooq, then Sayyidina Usman Ghani, and then Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Subhanallah. So Hazrat Ali is making himself, he's making it clear that Abu Bakr and Umar are better than all after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then what does he say? That my love and the hatred for Abu Bakr and Umar cannot gather in the heart of a mu'min. Means if you claim to love Ali, you have to love Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And if you are claiming to love Hazrat Ali karamullah ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem and you have hatred against Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, then you must check your heart. You are not a true believer. And I am not saying this. Hazrat Ali himself is saying that that person is not a true believer, because my love and the hatred for Shaykh al-Kareemain cannot gather in one heart. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, alhamdulillah, we come to learn from this also the rank and the respect towards the Sahaba-i-Kiram. If we love a certain Sahabi and a member of the Ahlul Bayt, it doesn't mean that we need to start targeting or we need to start saying anything bad against the other Sahaba-i-Kiram. No, yes, we respect every Sahabi, we respect every member of the Ahlul Bayt. They all are the shining crowns of our heads, and you know, we are not even close to the dust under their blessed feet. So every Sahabi and every member of the Ahlul Bayt, we will always respect, and we are always, we always remain obedient to them, alhamdulillah, and we show the utmost respect to every Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the beautiful Nara Amir Rasulullah has given us, that Har Sahabiye Nabi Jannati Jannati Sab Sahabiyat Bhi Jannati Jannati, subhanAllah. And we did learn this in the previous episodes as well, that never ever should we ever commit the mistake of even opening our mouths against these best companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. So it doesn't mean that if you love a certain Sahabi, then you need to show hatred towards the other Sahabi in order for you to prove that love, or in order for you to display that love. No, that's not a condition. If I love, for example, this mobile, this cell phone which is in front of me, I don't need to show hatred towards the other cell phones in order for me to prove my love for this phone. No. Yes, I can love this phone, and obviously I love the other phones as well. So it's not a condition that in order for you to love something, you need to start degrading and start showing hatred towards the other categories and the other individuals which fall under that category. This is nothing. It's just an absurd thinking. Yes, we love all the Sahaba-i-Kiram and the members of the Ahlul Bayt, and there are some Sahaba-i-Kiram whose rank, whose status, alhamdulillah, they are more than the other Sahaba-i-Kiram, and because of that we respect them and we love them even more, subhanAllah. But it doesn't mean that we are going to target any other Sahabi. We will respect and love all the Sahaba-i-Kiram of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's all say together, Har Sahabiye Nabi Jannati Jannati, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. Alhamdulillah, this is bringing us towards the end of our silsila. And what beautiful things we learned today from this beautiful fountain of knowledge, I'll say. Dali karamullah ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. There are many other things to learn, you know, his beautiful advices, and there are many things which we need to learn, but unfortunately, we have come towards the conclusion of our silsila. Inshallah, in future, if we get time and we meet again, then we will discuss this great personality. We hope to meet you soon. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, and always remain positive. Subhanallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The